Paragraph test. Vize kol inyan habrochos shehuchroch Yaakov lekablam bechochma miyitzchak aviv. With this, we'll understand the whole story about Yaakov Avinu receiving the blessings from his father Yitzchak, and how Yaakov Avinu had to use tremendous shrewdness and trickery to be able to get the brachos. Ki to'o be'isav kanal, because as we mentioned earlier, Yitzchak Avinu was mistaken, in a sense, about Esav. V'chol ze hoyo al yidei sheholach Esav achar tavoisav. And all of this was because Esav harosha followed his evil desires. Bifrat taiva anal, especially taiva sniuf, taiva snoshim. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, vayhi Esav ben arboim shona vayikach, that when Esav was 40 years old, he got married. Vatihieno moiras ruach li Yitzchak u l'Rivka. And Yitzchak Avinu and Rivka Imenu weren't so happy. Ukamay Shapirish Rashi Shem, as Rashi Akosh points out, Shenimshal l'chazir, that Esav is similar to a chazir, a pig. Shepoyshe tlofov, who puts out his hooves to show, look at me, I'm kosher, I'm also kosher, look, I have split hooves. But we say to him, you pig, just cause you have split hooves, you ain't kosher yet. The Gemara says this was Esav who said, Daddy got married at 40. Daddy was very religious. Yitzchak Avinu, he got married at 40. I'm also going to get married if I'm just like my father. Only his father, until the age of 40, was totally pure, had no contact with any other women. And Esav, until 40, was raping and committing every sin in the world with women. And then at 40, he married idol worshippers, women who were involved in idol worship, all kinds of garbage. And this is why the pasuk says about Yitzchak Avinu that his eyes became weak, meirois, from what he saw, from seeing. Shemeroiv rishas Esav, because of the tremendous amount of evil of Esav, sheosak b'mirma kazois, which he did with such trickery that Yitzchak Avinu didn't see this other side of him. We know, I think it's called schizophrenia, where a person has two sides, Jekyll and Hyde, where a person can appear when he's with certain people like he's a wonderful, religious, good guy, and then in another environment, he could be the exact opposite, chas v'shon. Ad shegam Yitzchak hatzadik ho'emes, Kohu Einov Meirois Emes, to the point where even Yitzchak Avinu was a true tzaddik, his eyes were darkened, were closed from being able to see the whole truth about Esav. At Sherotza Lavorei Chas V'Shalom as Esav Harosha, to the point where he wanted to bless Esav. Va'omar lo, and he said to him, Havi Eli Tzayid, bring me food and I'll be. Ki sovar she Esav chofetz be'emes lahachiloy lefarnesoy. Because Yitzchak Avinu thought that Esav really wants to support him, to support the rabbi, to support Yitzchak Avinu. Bechinas kitzayir befiv. He was a hunter, and he would bring his huntings, and he would give it, he would feed the family. Ki bevadai haven Yitzchak she Yaakov oisek batoyra vavoida yoysem Esav. Because Yitzchak Avinu definitely realized that Yaakov Avinu is much more involved in learning Torah than Esav. Show you Ish Sode, Esav, who was a man of the field, a hunter. Whereas V'Yaakov Hoyo Ish Tom Yoshev Oyelim, Yaakov Avinu was busy sitting in the tent of Torah. Rak Sovar She Esav Merutza Lefarnes Is Yaakov. However, Yitzchak Avinu thought that Esav would be happy to support Yaakov Avinu. Like he was always in the habit of bringing food for his father, for Yitzchak Avinu. So Yitzchak Avinu thought, okay, and when I won't be here, he'll support his brother Yaakov. Alkein rotza levorchoi bashirus. That's why he wanted to bless Esav with wealth. Kidei sheyuchal lefarneis es Yaakov. So that Esav would be able to support Yaakov Avinu. Ki Yaakov shehu hatzadik biatzmoi sheoisek batoira betachlis hakedusha lishmo b'shleimus gomor. Look at these two lines. Listen very carefully. Yaakov Avinu, who is the tzaddik, who is involved in studying Torah with the highest degree of holiness and lishma to perfection, Afal pi shenoite ma'at lismoil b'shul parnosav ashirus, even though Hashem forces him to lean a drop to the left in order to be able to open up that faucet for parnos and wealth. So we see that Yaakov, the true tzaddik, also has a connection to the left side. Afal pi kein ein loy pnai letzayer ho ashirus legamri. Still, the true tzaddik's contact with the left side is like for a nanosecond. It's for a split second. And therefore, it doesn't give him the time to take that wealth and money and parnosa and make and actualize it, turn it into dollar bills and euros and yens and stuff. Therefore, even though the true tzaddik makes a drop of contact with the left side, he still needs others to do the job for him. He needs others to support him. Like the Gemara uses this expression, that if a person is really worthy, Zocho malachto inasisai decherim. He doesn't have to go to work. Others go to work and they cover him. They provide for him. And it's for this reason that the Torah tells us that the way things are set up in Judaism is that you have the Yisachar, and you have the Yisachar who is totally, totally given over to Torah, and you have the Zvulun who is also involved with Torah, but also involved in a major way in business, in working. Bechinas smach, and that Zvulun supports Yisachar. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha. Zvulun, rejoice when you go out into the working world. V'Yisachar boyalecha, and Yisachar, you rejoice in your tent of Torah, in your yeshiva. V'alkein sovar Yitzchok levorech eseisov b'parnosa. That's why Yitzchok Avinu thought to give the blessing to Esav of Parnasa, bishvil zeh, for this reason, kidei sheyachzik es Yaakov hatzadik, so that Esav would support Yaakov Avinu the tzadik, shayidei zeh bevadai hoya mistakein Esav. And if that would have been the case, Esav would have been able to get his true tikkun vayashov b'tshuva, and he would have repented completely, because Rav Nosson Zal brings in a few places those people who go to work and their zoicha from their money to take a serious piece of it and use it to support true tzaddikim and Talmidei Chacham and everything, that's their tikkun. That guarantees those people that they will be zoicha to a complete tikkun. V'al kein diktek Yitzchok v'omar loy. Listen carefully now. This is why Yitzchok Avinu was very specific when he said to Esav, Vaseli matamim kasher ohafti. Go bring me food, prepare food for me like I love, like I like. Kasher ohafti. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, V'dorsh Rabbi Seinazal, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kasher ohafti mi pikudin dasei. Like I love, that refers to mitzvah sasei. Veloy kasher sonesi, not like what I hate, which is mi pikudin deloy sase, which are the negative mitzvahs in the Torah. Don't do this, stay away from this. What is this? That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. That Yitzchok Avinu said, kasher afti, bring me food, kasher afti, for mitzvah sase, not for mitzvah loy sase. What in the world is Yitzchok Avinu talking to Esav about mitzvah saseh and loy saseh, about ahava versus yira? Rav Nosson Zal explains, dahainu shehiziroi so Yitzchok Avinu is warning Esav, sheyu hamatamim rak liyamin, that the food that he prepares, the parnosa, the ashirus that Esav is going to be involved with, should be rak liyamin, shu b'chinas mitzvah saseh. Should be only to the right, which is associated with positive mitzvahs, not to the left, which is negative. Hainu meaning, shekol kavanosoi bahamatamim, his whole intention in his involvement with food and parnosa and money should be rak bishvil yemin, b'chinas yemin, should be only for the right side, bishvil hatzadik, which is the true tzaddik who is totally on the right. Lahachzikoi, to support him, kidei shal yedei ze Yachzor ve'yoshuv gamhu mismoil yamin. And when Esav, who is the left side, when the people who go out to work, bismoila oishav v'chavoid, they're more on the left side. When they have in mind that the most important reason I'm going out to work is to be able to give meiser, to be able to give chomish to support the Torah, then they're saying that even though I'm on the left, my main goal, my most important focus is on the right. That assures them that they will be zecha to complete tshuva, that they will also go from left to right. This was what Yitzchak Avinu's intentions were. This was what Yitzchak Avinu wanted. He knew that Esav was the left side and Parnosa and whatever, but he saw that Esav was supporting him to a degree, was supporting Yitzchak Avinu, bringing him food. So he figured that Esav would continue to support Yaakov Avinu, the real Talmud Chacham.